Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know you love being right.
I do love being right. That's why I enjoy it when I am right. Well, and very few and far between.
Oh, you're right more often than you think. And the whole world now knows it.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I'd actually like to take this opportunity to wish
Greg DeMarco Show
the best in all his future endeavors.
That's right. Cutting it short today because we got a lot of stuff to get done. We're diving right in. Plus, I want to know. Okay. So, you know, this is not a video show, but we're on Zoom because of how we're recording this show and everything. And Miranda was dancing when there was no music. Like I got it when there was music, but she's like dancing during the Chair Shot commercial. Like she's just in a dancing mood today, which gives me concern for when we record the hashtag Miranda show. That's all I can
say. No concern. It's actually a good thing. That means I'm in a good mood.
Oh, no, it's a good thing. I'm just worried that you're going to make me dance or something like that. And you don't want to do that. Like, you just don't. You just don't.
Probably not. Maybe not today. You know, I'd love to throw out, you know, all these random ideas and thoughts for the hashtag Miranda show. Come on now. Come on now. Really?
That little dog going?
Really?
Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Well, while the dog barks, I am going to continue the show open now that we've established that at some point, Greg's going to have to dance. It's going to be bad. This is the Greg DeMarco Show. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on all of your forms of social media at ChairShotGreg. Of course, the Greg DeMarco Show is brought to you as part of a little website we like to call TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You can head on over to TheChairShot.com for all of your wrestling reviews, opinions, analysis, all presented with the attitude you've come to know and love. Plus, best damn podcast lineup you're going to find anywhere. Sports podcast, wrestling podcast, MMA. We've got entertainment podcasts. We've got it all. Video games, come check it out over at TheChairShot.com. Something for everybody. It's sports, it's entertainment, it's sports entertainment, and you're going to love it. And you can hear it at TheChairShot.com. You could also hear this show and all of our other shows over on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, and so much more. So what we want you to do is head on over to your favorite method for listening to podcasts, like, subscribe to the podcast, and leave us a good old five-star review. Look, you can destroy us in the actual review, but click the five stars before you do that. Like, give us the five-star review, and then just say whatever the hell you want. And do us a favor. Tell a friend. If you like this show, spread the word. Tell a friend. And if you don't like this show, well, I mean, why are you listening? Number one, but thank you for listening. And number two, don't worry about it then. Just tell a friend anyway. There's nothing wrong with being like, hey, listen, you never seen, you know this, Miranda. I'm sure you've done this or had somebody do this to you where someone's like, oh my God, this tastes terrible. Taste it. And you're like, but you just said it was horrible. Like, why do I want to eat that?
Why?
So that's the same. Oh my God, this podcast is terrible. You should listen to it. That's all. That's fine. Do it.
That's fine.
Okay. Sometimes I tell you to pretend it never fucking happened. But no, I'm going to say just go ahead and have people listen to it. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, they can make up their mind if this is a terrible show.
But it's not anyway. So I don't know why they would think so. Like, I mean, come on. Like, it's not a terrible show at all. And we're just going to keep on doing it anyway. So like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. Patrick O'Dowd, not with us this week. He will be back next week. However, you can head on over to the Twitter and follow him at Wrestling Realist, WrestlingRealist. There's no I in wrestling, but there is one in Realist, and there is one in Patrick for the Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd. My best friend. Well, one of my best friends, because I got dos best friends. I don't know what Spanish is for best friends. I just don't.
Buen amigo.
Dos.
Amiga.
Because
I'm a female, yeah.
Oh, buena I'm talking amiga. About you. Oh, I'm talking about you.
Well, yeah, I'm the one here. Obviously, like, I know you have two best friends, but, like, which one of them is here?
That would be the Queen of Soft Style, the Pretty Bird, Miss Fancy Pants, the ring announcer to the stars. Now, I will say this. Half of the nicknames I just rambled off, I didn't give her. So that's important. A child gave her the other ones, but that's okay. Not my child either. However, I gave her the two most important nicknames in all the land. She is the Queen of Soft Style, and you can follow her on the Instagram and Facebook, but no Twitter because another nickname. She is a Twitterless heroine. She is at the hashtag Miranda. Of course, it's Miranda Morales.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm really excited to be here. You know what? I do miss Patrick. I have to admit, yeah. I miss him. I want to relish every opportunity to try and make him my best friend. And now I feel like I've really missed out on another opportunity for him and I to be best friends. I'm actually taking this campaign throughout the Chairshot Radio Network. I was honored to be a guest on the Badlands podcast this past weekend, and I took the campaign to the Badlands because he's going to be a guest on there too. So I asked Mags and Tali to put in a good word for me with Pat when he's on there and see if they can help help me get him to be my best friend. Any other Chair Shot podcasts out there that, you know, I'm able to take this campaign to, please let me know, because I want to take this Make Patrick My Best Friend campaign all throughout the Chair Shot Radio Network.
And I mean, it's the season for campaigning right now. So
yes, right. I mean, this is a campaign people can really get behind. Yeah. I think it sends a strong message. It's really truly about friendship. I feel like it's a positive campaign. And, you know,
there's
think
not a lot of those right now. So that's good.
The more podcasts I can be on and push Patrick to be my friend, I can really pressure him to like me.
Which he needs.
Which is really how all my friends, I just pressure all of them to like me.
Except me. Well, maybe. I don't even know. You just never went away, and it just is what it became.
That's also something I talked about on Badlands, how I showed up for a podcast, guest spot, and I never left, which is also another one of my friendship tactics. I have many friendship tactics.
Well, it worked.
The campaign is one. Showing up and never leaving is another one. pressuring people to like me is another. I got lots of tactics.
I mean, and Patrick needs it because he's got people like me who do things like this.
Fuck you, Pat!
So it needs, there needs to be balance in the world.
Balance it.
Although I'm his original best friend, and I do that.
Fuck you, Pat!
So, I mean, you might need to then, you know, become evil after the friendship.
Oh, so my strategy isn't really working. So you're saying I have to come up with a new strategy.
No. This is a post-success.
Oh,
strategy.
So just the fact that when Patrick and I become best friends,
then you have to completely turn.
Fuck you, Pat.
Like once it's been achieved, like it won't go away. Like you won't lose it. So then at that point, it's all. Then you get to make him upset and mad and go.
Aw,
Puddin'.
Because he's, you know, he gets all sad and stuff. So
he does.
He does.
Gets a little moody. That's all right, though.
He is at Wrestling Realist if you want to contribute to the campaign. WRESTLNGREALIST. Miranda is the hashtag Miranda. I'm not going to spell that for you. But the word hashtag is spelled out. You can't put a hashtag in a handle. No. It doesn't work that way. Not on Twitter. She is a Twitterless heroine. We are going – today's show is a little bit different. We're recording it out of order. But we have a great interview coming up. Last week on the hashtag Miranda show, we talked about a brand that I am becoming more heavily involved in called Not Dead Can't Quit. We're both wearing our Not Dead Can't Quit apparel, which you will see – as part of it. So this show is normally not a video show, right? The hashtag Miranda show is. So this is all audio. However, if all goes according to plan, I say that because we haven't interviewed her yet. When we interview Mandy Makowicz, the co-founder and co-owner of Not Dead Can't Quit, that video portion will be released as its own video. And so you'll see the gear that we're talking about. If that works, if something doesn't get screwed up. So I'm kind of putting the cart before the horse here and hoping that all goes well. It should, because, you know, I mean, we could say we're professionals. Miranda does happen to be the most professional podcaster in all of the Chair Shot Radio Network. So just the karma associated with that, we should be just fine.
We'll be all right. It's going to be really awesome. And yeah, a whole new territory for the Greg DeMarco show with a video component.
Right. I mean, we've done, you know, the hashtag Miranda and Greg DeMarco Super Such Good Shit Show number, whatever, pal, multiple times. And we've done that one on video. And we would have done that this week if not for this interview. By the way, side note, the next time we do a shit show, it's not number 7, it's number 8. Remember when you were like not sure if the last one was really number 6? Talk about you wanting to be right all the time. The last one should not have been number 6. It should have been number 7. So you were right.
Yeah, El Ocho. Yes. Yeah. We'll get there. We'll get to the Super Such Good Shit Show, pal.
Ocho.
El Ocho. Numero Ocho.
So that'll be very exciting. Monumentous occasion when we get there. Mm-hmm. Was almost today, but not to be, because we got some stuff going on and I'm excited about it. So in order to get there, well, we got to get there. So we are going to sell some t-shirts. Then we're going to take a commercial break. We will come back with Mandy Makowicz talking about Not Dead Can't Quit. Then if all goes according to plan, have ourselves a little 3-minute warning, and then I'll wrap up the show. So, Miranda Morales, you do it better than anyone. And there's a sale coming up.
There is a sale coming
up.
Sell
some t-shirts.
Do you happen to know what that code is?
I do know what that code is. It's on your rundown if you want to go ahead and open that up. However, the promo code that you need for the upcoming 90 seconds is the word FALL, F-A-L-L, and that will run from noon October 7th until noon October 10th. As we do this live and in real time, I give you the information just for you to spit it back out.
I don't have my glasses on right now.
That is true. And earlier, when you had to look at the screen, it was very much a kind of thing.
No, you guys can't see that, but yes, I'll
reenact it later during the hashtag Miranda show.
Yes. I may be blind as a bat, but I know where you can get the best t-shirts around. And hey, you don't need glasses for that. You don't really need your eyesight. But all you need to do is go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And there you can find over 25 different t-shirt designs, all in support of thechairshot.com. And as Greg mentioned, there's a sale coming up. So you know what that means. You can get some dollars off your order. That means you can actually order your t-shirt in soft style and do it for a small fee, an even smaller fee than it is before, which is crazy because you know what? We take care of you here at thechairshot.com and the Greg DeMarco show. But again, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. T-shirts start at $19.99, and you can find t-shirts there supporting many of the podcasts on the Chairshot Radio Network, including A Winner Is You, Bandwagon Nerds, Everybody Hates Greg. That's not really a podcast. That's just almost a way of life. And there's the Queen of Soft Style shirt. my shirt, of course, that you can get at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. You can also find some other cool logos like the OG Chairshot t-shirt and multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts. There truly is something for everyone. So make sure you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And again, use the promo code FALL to save 20% off starting October 7th at noon to October 10th at noon. So you got time, you got the money, you know what to do. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to AngryLemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's AngryLemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
That's over 150 of your favorite promotions found exclusively at powerslam.tv. So go to powerslam.tv and you'll get a free week. But if you use the promo code CHAIRSHOT, you will get a free month. Now, a month is only $6, but why not try it out and see if you like it first and do it on us. Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
So I've talked about this before, and if you follow me on social media, and you should, at Chairshot Greg, you know this very well. I am a huge fan of the Not Dead, Can't Quit brand, and I probably shouldn't call it a brand because it's a mindset and a lifestyle. But I love it so much that I became an ambassador, and then I did more than that. I got them, I convinced them, twisted their arm, to create a promo code with my name on it. So you can go to ndcq.com and save 30% on your order. 30%. That's not just tax and shipping. Okay. That's actual savings you're going to get off your stuff, off your apparel, off some other great things as well, using the promo code DeMarco, DEMARCO. And not only get some great apparel, but a reminder about mental toughness and the NDCQ mindset. Now you've seen me say it on social media. It's their motto. Life is tough. Be tougher. Well, I wanted to take it to another level. So I invited Mandy Makowitz, co-founder and co-owner of Not Dead Can't Quit, to the program. Now, you know me, this isn't a wrestling show. This is a show to have fun, be entertained, but also to learn and grow. So please join myself and Miranda in welcoming our guest, Mandy Makowitz.
Hello. Thank you so much, Greg and Miranda, for having me on. I'm excited to be here. Always happy to meet new faces. And anytime we can get the word out about Not Dead, Can't Quit, I'm here. I'm your girl.
Well, that's thanks what we want to do. That's exactly what we want to do. So I appreciate it. I'm excited to pull this together and appreciate your time. You know, I know it's after 10 o'clock where you are, and as we're on Pacific time, we record this, so we have that advantage. But I, you know, our interviews are a conversation. They're laid back. They're fun. But I do want to get the word out. And so I think the best way for us to start is just talk about, what is it? What is Not Dead, Can't Quit? Where did it come from? What's behind it? However you want to best share what NDCQ is.
Sure. So Not Dead, Can't Quit was created by my late husband, Richard Makowitz. And where it came from was he's an ex-Navy SEAL, television host, radio host, extremely accomplished gentleman, author. And the message came from when he was going through Buds and SEAL team, he got a card from some gentlemen who had made it through Buds before him. And the card said, a man can only be beaten in two ways, if he gives up or if he dies. And that really resonated with him. And so under extreme stress and pressure, he shortened it to Not Dead, Can't Quit. So that was where it was born. And he took that mentality to get him through SEAL Team and then to all of the amazing accomplishments that he did afterward. So in 2008, we decided, we were about to have our second baby. We decided that, hey, let's make a business out of this. I mean, it's too good. We had been training together and this was that phrase that always resonated with anyone that we came in contact with. And so he started traveling, speaking, NFL teams, Fortune 500 companies, you name it, little kids, teens, hairdressers. We've given this message to, you know, all walks of life. And what's beautiful about it is it's broad and it's really simple to relate to. It's these four simple words. And when you put them together and you really understand the mindset, it's a beautiful thing. So we put that together in 2008. And then for me as a mom and a woman going through this, you know, we worked with people all over the world, but I was like I could never have this Navy SEAL toughness. You know, I could never have the sniper mentality. I'm a working mom. And so it never really resonated with me personally in that regard. When it did was in 2012, I would say, is whenever it hit me. And I had, policemen showed up at my door, let me know that my parents had been in a 100 car pileup and were killed by an 18 wheeler. And my parents come from a big Italian family. Super duper close, my everything, my world, and not one but both of them were gone. And I remember standing in my staircase and looking up at Mac, and I was like, I get it. This is what it means, you know. This is what it means to, no matter what, those two little girls need you, and no matter what, this is what we live for. This is what we're talking about, you know. And I had never experienced it in that way. And so, you know, he came about it with the sniper mentality, goal-driven, get things done out of life. And I came about it as a, oh my God, I have to put one foot in front of the other. You know what I mean? So it's two different mentalities. And, you know, a year and a half after that, or almost a year and a half, we learned that Mac had glioblastoma, stage 4 brain cancer. So then we took this same mentality, got the diagnosis, and the doctor's with us and they're saying, you need to get your affairs in order. You've got 2, maybe 3 months to live. And he's like, not dead, can't quit, doc. This cancer hasn't met me yet, you know? And we still took that attitude, and to his very, very last breath, we lived it. We lived it through treatment. We lived it through dealing with our kids through the process, and he lived for 17 months. And so, you know, he left this to me and with my business partner, Jody, you know, cause it's a business, it's a brand, it is a lifestyle. And there's a lot of moving parts. And I was just like, okay, I know I can do this. I live it every single day of my life, and it means so much, and it's so powerful. And unless you're just a negative Nancy and you just want to gripe about everything in the universe, which there's a lot of those too, this isn't going to speak to you. But the people I surround myself with, you know, the mentality that you know I'm instilling in my children and where I want this to go is a big deal. And anytime I can talk with someone or work with someone, and it doesn't have to be a tragic situation, I want to get this in your brain now. So if a tragic situation happened, you know, you know how to deal with it. You can carry your family through the mud. You know, you can move forward, and everyone's looking at you to be the leader. And that's what I did. And I didn't even know I was doing it. I was just doing it, you know, going through the process. And that's what I live for. And that's why we have the apparel. That's why we have our challenge coins. You know, I dropped that challenge coin on a military guy or a someone, and they're just like blown away by the message. And it's incredible. You know, the way that when you put those four little words together, they're extremely powerful. So that's where I came from. That's my mission now, is to get it out to as many people as I can. Moms, you know, whoever it may be, but it is super broad and it relates to someone in some way, somehow. So here I am.
No, I mean, and it's weird because I stumbled upon it, you know, through marketing, right? That's part of your job, right? You're marketing the brand. Yeah. And I stumbled upon it throughout, you know, the more recent time of my fitness journey. Of course, we're all stuck at home, right? COVID, everything. I started CrossFit, all that, and I stumbled upon it. And, you know, the way marketing works, right? You start seeing ads for everything, right? You think about something and you see an ad for it. I don't know how it works, but it does. It's weird. And so you see a million of them. But when I saw this one, I was like, wait a minute, what is that about? Right. And I go to the website and I read it and it was just like, whoa. And I read about, you know, Mac's story and you and Jody. And I was just like, okay, oh, they have this ambassador program. So I was just like, sign me up. And, but, you know, I like immediately was like, get this stuff to my home. You know, I got some stuff out to Miranda immediately. She's, the listeners know this. You don't, but she's one of my two best friends in the whole world. So, and my other best friend doesn't know what the inside of a gym looks like. So it's true. And even though I've tried, I've sent him DVDs. I'll send him some shirts, but it just stuck with me and immediately because it's, I think there's a lot of people who were kind of there already, but then when you hear the message, it's like, okay, now I get it. And then you can take it to a whole nother level. And that's really what jumped out at me. And I'm gonna save a story about the CrossFit gym and how it's kind of starting to take off there too for the end, but it's a brand, but like you said, it's a lifestyle and it's a part of the lifestyle and of everything that I saw. I was just like, this is the one. You mentioned the challenge coin. It's one of the few things I don't have yet. And it's on the list. I gotta have one and I'll probably get a bunch, like give them to people. But it's just fantastic. And the fact that it stuck with you and that you wanted to make it a business and you wanted to make it with the apparel and you guys have, you know, every week you guys put out a story on your website with, you know, with a person and, you know, and the ambassadors and you know, I got one coming up at some point too, and I'm excited about that, but it's like, what's it like to read those and see what everyone's saying about the mentality, about the mindset?
Absolutely. Every single Monday, we have our Motivational Monday. We put out a new ambassador story and what's amazing about it is, you know, I'm all about finding the silver lining. You know what I mean? And you think you got it bad, you know, you go listen to what this guy's been through or this woman's been through or whatever. And it is cathartic to sit and to write your story and get it out and to help people. But the fact that, you know, Jody and I consciously made this decision, we're going to make a business, we're going to blow it up, we're going to get the word out. And the fact that we're seeing all walks of life all over the world share their story and what the message means to them. That's what it's all about. It's not about me. It's not about me and my story. It's about them. And, you know, each one of them has thanked us, you know, for giving them the opportunity. And we're like, no, you are getting the message across, you know, and that is what it's all about. It is about you. And it's going to be different for you, just like it's going to be different for Miranda. It's going to be different for Jody, for me, for anyone else. You know, my kids live it. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, we don't say the word can't in this house. You know, get your head down, figure it out. And, you know, we're constantly going back to it. But I recently even just did a little video and I was just like, that alarm clock goes off. And for one split second, I'm like, oh, I just want to lay. And then I'm like, that's not what you stand for. You know, and I've got to push myself and that's just me. And there's billions of people in the world and we've all got something that it pertains to, you know? And so it's simple, it's easy. That's what is amazing about it. You know, you've got tons of teachers and motivational speakers and people going out and talking about something, but they're not giving you a takeaway. They're not giving you something to take with you. And giving it to you, this is like a gift to you because I know what it's done for me, and And it's so simple, but it's so powerful. And so I love it. Every time I can hear from anyone, no matter what, I mean, the stories are amazing and I'm blown away every single time I read one. I really am. It's an honor.
You talk about with the Motivational Monday series and this message really being universal for anyone, for anyone in any stage of life.
Right.
It seems though like one of the hardest things for anyone to do is to start.
Sure.
What are some ways that anyone can kind of start with this mentality and kind of put that first foot forward to get into this mindset? Because it feels like, you know, the message is something we all can gravitate to.
Right.
But I think there's always that fear of like, how do I start that? How do I even begin to think that?
Right. Well, like we've always said, fear, false evidence appearing real, right? So it's not real. And I think if you dig a little bit more into Not Dead, Can't Quit and Mac and his teachings, that was kind of what it was about, was that it's okay to have fear. I mean, that you should have that if you want to move forward. But, you know, you've got to push yourself. This is something that, you know, you've got to want. You can say the words all day long, but if you're not going to do anything about it, you know, what's the point? Which is why we have the gear, why we have the coin, why we have a hat, why we have whatever. I've had so many people, you know, tell me I woke up and I put my NDCQ shirt on today and I realized, you know what? I didn't do those 25 pushups today. I got to take it off because I'm not being my word. And I'm just like, oh my God, but it's getting across. They're getting it. You know what I mean? And so that's why with the apparel or, you know, our merchandise, it is a way to constantly remind yourself that, oh wait, this is what I stand for, this is what I believe in, and it's letting you know that, you know, I got to be a person of my word. And it is, it's a way of life, and it's in all aspects, work. And then at the end of the day, what is not worth dying for? Like, it's just like I've learned in so many horrible ways. Life is super short, which we all have in different ways. And it's all worth fighting for and going out and giving it your all at all times. It just is. And that looks different for every single person, but that's why we have the gear to constantly remind you, this is who I am, this is what I stand for. And that's a great way to start your day. It really is. Pull out your gear, put it on.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask about, you know, you talked about too, this being a mindset, a mentality that your family had for years before translating it into a business. Can you talk about any challenges that you faced in having this concept and knowing you wanted to form a business, but, you know, taking something conceptually into something just so concrete, like an apparel company?
Right. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you something that I can share. I'm in the right audience right here. When this first started in 2008, we decided to make a business out of it. One of our first goals that we wrote down was to see our logo in a ring or an octagon. So just keep that in the back of your mind back there somewhere. You know, I know you know people. So that was actually one of our original deals. We wanted to find like the athlete or the someone kind of coming out who had that, you know, that ugh-ness to them. And it was intense. And so, you know, someone's not going to call Matt to come speak if they don't want intensity, you know? And at the time I wasn't supposed to be the face of the, I wasn't supposed to be the one talking about this, but I am now and I'm good with that. And I'm where I'm supposed to be. But, you know, in the beginning, the toughness was even hard for me a little bit, because like I said, there is no G.I. Jane, you know, that woman doesn't really exist. There are, of course, extremely successful women, you know, whom, you know, we all admire, but it's a different level of intensity. You know what I mean? And so starting out, you know, I love to take the emails and work with people, but I just had this little, like, you know, I need to, be on your level. You know what I mean? I need to really, get this point across, but I hadn't really understood it in a way that Matt did. You know what I mean? It was still new to me, And I was kind of learning from him. And once I took it on board and I really got it and I used it and it works and it's powerful and it got me through so much of my life. I realized that, you know, this is something very special. It just took me a minute to get there, but it is. And it's such an amazing gift that he left for us to carry on. And I'm just, every time I hear someone who takes it on, it just means just more than anyone would ever know. It really does.
The website is ndcq.com, and there's all kinds of great stuff on there. One of the things that I want people to understand, fitness brands have all kinds of ambassadors. And when you go to a website and you look at the ambassadors, 90% of them are, I think a lot of people would look at them as just this like unattainable, put on a pedestal or whatever. If you look at the NDCQ ambassadors, one of the things that jumped out at me, they're real people. And it's not all fitness. There's some really fit people. Don't get me wrong. And fitness is how I got into it. But there are some real people dealing with real life things like missing limbs and all kinds of stuff. And the stories are just amazing. And they keep coming out every single week. And it's almost like, you know, I see some of these stories and I'm like, oh, don't even publish mine. Like mine is nothing compared to these people. Like seriously, they're just amazing stories, but they're real. They're real people that you could live next door to.
For sure. They're all real people. And you know what? A lot of them, most of them, we keep in contact with them. And we're just like, hey, some we know when their treatments are. We know when their appointments are. You know, we keep in touch with them. And, you know, down the line, my goal with this was, you know, before COVID and everything, my goal is to get everyone on the hook that I can and kind of do a Zoom call with them. And let them really physically get on and talk and share their story because they want to. And believe it or not, we look at them and we're like, you know, oh man, like we thought we had it bad. He's missing his leg or she's going, you know, stage 4 cancer or whatever. And then they're doing the same thing, you know? And so it's just a beautiful thing to see people of all ages, you know, different backgrounds from all over the world telling their story. And it's amazing. That's what it's all about. And it's working, it's getting out there and it just, God, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It definitely really is. I want to share on the website, there's tons of testimonials, right? But I got a quote that I want people to read and go over there, ndcq.com and see them. It's from one of the ambassadors, Stephanie Lisa. And there's a lot of longer ones too, but it says, I feel powered. And I love the reminder that as long as I have breath in my body, I will not quit. And just lots of great stories like that. I want to talk some merch real quick, and then I want to have some fun. I didn't prepare you for, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and you'll have to trust me on that one. So spotlight something for us. Spotlight a piece of apparel that's either coming out or is one that, you know, is a hot seller, like something that people can, when they go to the website, they can seek out and look for.
We just came out with, which was not in the plan, not on the books by any means, the Gator. The Gator's awesome. Do we have a Gator here? Someone? Okay, Gator. It's incredible. And so that is like our big thing right now, our big seller, our new hot item. We have, yes, thank you, Jody. We have baseball caps already, but we have trucker caps coming. That's next. And there, they have the rubber logo on top. We're super excited about those. We had a lot of requests for those. But one thing I want to do is reach out to you guys and see what do you see. We've had a lot of you know, comments about golf things, ball markers, you know, all kinds of things for golf. Definitely a polo tee, but. What do you think? What would you like to see it on? Being in the fitness industry, wrestling, what would you like to see?
So polo tee, yes. Definitely something, you know, being somebody who has to work during the day, like I want to wear it to work. So a couple things that I wanted to pitch to you and that I thought and things that have come to mind for me, first of all. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I posted it on social media, I slapped on the back of my car the sticker for my CrossFit place. I need the Not Dead, Can't Quit stickers.
Done. We have decals.
Oh, you do have details. Okay.
I don't think we have them on the website. Do we? Do we have them now? Yes, we do have decals. So I have to show you a picture somewhere. Here's my gator, by the way.
There you go.
It's pretty awesome.
Flag design. Cool.
On the back of my car, the back of Jody's car, actually around town now, you'll see a few of the NDCQ decals. So they are on the website now. So we do have those. Then I think you should for sure slap that on the back of your car. They're awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is perfect. The other one for guys, obviously, you know, you guys have the yoga pants for women, right? And
yes.
I know that Miranda owns a pair.
Yes, I love the pockets on the side. Yes. That's a huge, huge, huge plus. Yep.
My wife loves her.
Yeah, absolutely necessary. Pockets in yoga pants is a new essential.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
But
yes.
There is a guy version of yoga pants. And those are the stealth shorts, and where you've got the liner underneath and the shorts on top, mm-hmm. and they're all the rage right now. And you know, some places are charging like $80 for them, and some places charge like $20 for them. But I know for me, as I it's you know, unfortunately, but really fortunate at the same time, I keep having to buy new clothes because I keep losing weight. And so at some point, I got to upgrade the gym shorts, and I'm gonna get the stealth shorts. And so I think that. The, you know, what's better than having that NDCQ logo, whether it's the anagram, whether it's the brand itself, on some stealth shorts.
It's a great idea. Okay. Yeah. So because I don't know what these shorts are, I know that I've seen a lot of the, you know, at the gym, you see the men with the leggings and then the shorts over.
Yes.
That's not what you're talking about.
Basically, the leggings are about the length of the shorts. And so and usually the legging part has a pocket in it. So you can pull the short up, slide the phone in, put the short back over. That's why it's a stealth short because you can't see it. Even though some of them have a pocket on the outside as well as a towel loop is the big thing now as well. But that's what they are. So they basically have the liner or the legging on the inside. It's a guy thing, so they don't want to call it a legging, right? But it's a legging. They call it a liner.
Guys are sensitive about the word leggings,
I'm
apparently.
Not sensitive, right?
Who knows?
Apparently we are. I don't
the
know.
Word stealth is way better.
It is, right?
Yes.
It's like, you want to sell something to a guy, call it stealth or call it, you know, whatever. But yeah, the stealth shorts, I think, are fantastic. I'll send you an example, and whatever you can find and slap that logo on there. Those are the big two things for me. So the car sticker, which is somehow I missed it, and the stealth shorts, a definite one for me. And I love the polo tee because working, you know, anytime that you can involve it in your work environment, especially as people get to physically go back to work, I'd sport it, you know, it'd be part of the weekly rotation for sure.
Done. Noted. It's on the list.
Yeah. I'd say I definitely enjoy my yoga pants. If there's a yoga shorts or a biker short option, because also we live in the state of Arizona where it's hot most of the time. So a shorts option is always great when it gets to be 100 some degrees. I actually love, I have this is the hoodie
one
that I love as just that fun option. We're in the fall, so it's convenient enough where, you know, if it's cool in the morning or there's a little bit of wind, you have the hoodie. But if you don't need it, you have it as well. But that's the only thing I would say is some kind of biker short with the side. Yes.
Never in a million years did I think the biker shorts were going to come back. What's happening?
Right?
We are.
Who knew? Like, I wish I would have traveled back in time and made some investments on that. Because I'd be rich right now.
So true. Yeah, but that's a good note. I'll keep that in mind as well. Yeah, it's a good call. And remember, we have sweatshirt hoodies too. So when it gets chilly out, those are always great for the holidays and, you know, when winter rolls around. So those are always great sellers.
Awesome. Yeah. So see, this is a product development meeting too. You didn't even know about it.
That's
what we do on the Greg DeMarco Show. So I want to tell you a story.
Learning something new every day.
I want to tell you a story about how this brand is kind of gone beyond me in my own personal circle. And I talked about, you know, Miranda's got the stuff. My wife's got the stuff. My son complains because he doesn't have the stuff. So I got to fix that problem too. any shirt I have that he doesn't have, I hear about it. He's 14. This is what's going to happen. You know how it is.
This is the perfect time. You've got to get him some.
Okay. Please. All right.
Yeah, Greg.
Noted.
Be a good dad and get your son some stuff.
It's on the list right now.
I have a 13-year-old. These are some rough years. You need it.
They are. So I've been going to CrossFit since May, and main guy is one of my trainers. His name is Riley. First of all, his name is Riley Kilbride. He should be motocross racing with a name like Riley Kilbride. I mean, come on. But he's not. He's a CrossFit trainer. And I wore, as soon as I got, the shirts arrived the very first time, first thing I did was threw one on and went to CrossFit. And he was like, "What's that?" And I told him about it. And now if we're working out and CrossFit's tough, right? It's hard. Sure. And especially when you're adjusting to it. And so sometimes you put down the weight and you look up and it's like you got a next round to go and you got that look in your eyes and he looks at me and he just smiles and he goes, "Not dead, can't quit." And now it comes up all the time. Like he's telling other people who don't even know. And they're like, "What's that?" And then he's like, "Look at Greg's shirt." And so it's kind of, I'm more famous now at the gym because of that reason. But it's become a thing. It's become a thing amongst the group. And people are now starting to take notice of it. And, of course, it's like, "Well, you can save 30%. I got this little code." Yeah. Like, "What are you getting?" I'm like, "I don't get nothing. I just want you to I just love the brand." But the other thing – so this past week, Friday, mm-hmm. I went to CrossFit, 6 o'clock class, right, 6 p.m., and Riley hits me up earlier in the day, sends me a message. He's like, "Hey, do you want to come to the 6:30 class tomorrow morning?" And I was just like, "Wow, I don't know about that," right? 6:30 is kind of early. And so I was like, "Yeah, I'll think about it. Let me check the schedule," whatever. I went back. I was like, that's like not even 12 hours after the Friday night class ends. Is that should I be concerned about that? And he replied, two replies, LOL, maybe. And then the very next reply, "Not dead, can't quit." Saturday morning, I went to CrossFit. Oh, yeah, I went wearing a Not mm-hmm. Dead Can't Quit shirt, and we had a great time. Right. And with all the people that were there that normally go to morning classes, and we were there through the evening, but it's just permeated. And I think that's the thing about the brand. It's easy. It's 15 letters, 4 words. You can sticker it on cars. You got the challenge coin, which is, the challenge coin literally says on it, that there's only 2 ways. If I quit or if I die. And it's such a great message to keep. And I love that kind of keepsake. But it really has permeated and I just think it's going to continue to grow. So, obviously want to encourage everybody go to the website, ndcq.com. Check it out for yourself. I happen to know a way you can save 30%. Pop in that promo code DeMarco. It's DEMARCO.
I was going to say, I did it. For this exact shirt, I use my promo code. I saved a hefty amount as well. So he's not lying when he says that, you could save a good chunk amount of money. You could get almost an item for free at that level. It's crazy.
Yeah. Most discounts save you shipping and save you tax, right? This one saves you more than that. And that's why I was, when you guys said, "Yeah, we'll do 30%. I was like, floor. I was like, "Let's do it. Let's let it go." And I'm put it out there and promote it as much as possible.
And let me tell you, you are extremely convincing because never has anyone convinced Jody to do that. Jody is like the most black and white. This is what it is. Like, she's amazing. But I'll tell you the truth. It's more important to us to get it on people's backs. It's more important to us to get it to where the word's getting out and the message is getting out. It's far more important than making money. It is. So, we always said in the beginning, if it's worth something, it'll grow. And if not, it'll die. And so evidence is speaking.
Obviously, it's worth something.
Yeah. So it's growing and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. So, we're here to serve, really. We're not here to try to make a buck or put anyone in a bad position. We really just want to do good. We do. And share something that's really special to us. And then let me give you a little insight to the scream of the not dead can't quit when you're working out. So when I go speak to teams or when Mac was doing his Bukido training, we get to where everybody was extremely exhausted and we did the whole heat scream or ice scream, not dead. And then the group is can't quit. And it's a way to get the group on the same page. Remind yourself that, hey, my heart's still beating. I might be feeling like I'm about to die. I might be exhausted or I might've had the worst day ever or whatever, but my heart's still beating. I'm still breathing. I'm still in the game. And it just gets everybody back and fired up. And so, it's really great in a group setting to be able to do the whole not dead and then can't quit. And so you might all try it. It's really, it's good stuff.
That's awesome. No, I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. So before we depart, definitely let people know, you know, where they can follow you, the brand, like, you know, this is the opportunity. It's not about that per se, but this is how we get people to connect to the message as well. So how can they find it? What are your preferred methods?
Yeah, well, our website is notdeadcan'tquit.com or ndcq.com. We have Instagram, we have Facebook. Jody with our amazing marketing does really good through the Facebook marketing. And those are really our main outlets. We have Pinterest sort of, but really through the website is where you can get to those ambassador stories, or through Instagram and Facebook we'll post our stories. And those are our best forms of reaching out. One day we'll get to the NDCQ podcast. One day.
Ooh.
Gonna happen.
I know a guy.
Man, that would be amazing, because this brand is all about a message, you know, it's already there. It just, you know, it was a way to kind of tie things up and help reach out to a broader range of people as well. You know, I could absolutely see that happening tomorrow, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that just seems so organic with the Not Dead Can't Quit
thing. Yeah, you know, there are things that I wasn't going to say on air, but that's was one of them that I was going to bring up after the fact. So we know.
Yeah,
people.
No. And you know, that's what I love to do. Kind of like you guys are doing right now, is to sit and be conversational, and you don't have to be so formal. That's the beautiful thing, you know, with technology and the way the world's working now, is that, you know, you can be talking to hundreds, thousands, millions of people and just be sitting in your office, you know, and you know, bringing those ambassadors on or connecting with someone just to even have a stranger walk up and be like, what? I'm going to say Not Dead Can't Quit. What does that mean to you? You know, and just the, you know, things that people say, and, you know, you never know what that person's gone through that day or that week or that year. And it's incredible the way people open up and the way people are like, oh my God, it's a duh. Like, I knew this, but you made it so simple. And so that's why I think the podcast would be awesome. Really.
Well, here's the pre-pitch. Okay. The pitch will come after the fact, but let's make that happen somehow. Let's figure out a way. We know people with the technology and with the know-how, been doing this for years. Possible. Let's figure it out and make that happen for you guys. Cause it's just another way to get that message out there. So
I might need some notes from you. So
we'll figure it out. We'll make it
you're
work.
You're doing a great job. So I'll learn some stuff from you. You can teach me the ropes.
We'll make it happen. We will definitely make it happen. So Mandy, I can't thank you enough for giving us time away from your family and from everybody, and for this brand and everything that it's meant to me in a short period of time. And I know what it's meant to so many other people, and I know what it means to you and the life that you've lived and the amazing things that you've gone through and what it's done for you to get you to those points. So thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for furthering Mac's message, and thank you for creating this for us and for everybody out there, so that we can know that, you know, life is tough, be tougher, and remember what Not Dead Can't Quit stands for. So thank you for that. Everybody go out there, follow at NDCQ on your social media, hit up NDCQ.com or notdeadcan'tquit.com. Use that promo code DeMarco, save 30%. Get it on your back, get that message out there, get a coin, get a sticker, get a hat, get a shirt, get some leggings, some yoga pants, whatever it is. Check them
some
out.
Stealth shorts.
Stealth shorts at some point, hopefully.
We'll get to that.
But no, definitely get out there and do that. And Mandy, thank you for your time, for your dedication, and for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Miranda. We appreciate you guys so much.
All right. Just stop the recording. So that is that. So.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution, bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is ticking and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out.
No 3 minute warning this week. I just really like the song, so I wanted to play it. And because, you know, I worked hard to put that together. It's tradition. It's a little known group called Two Skinny Jays that I actually saw in concert in college. They were the opening group for a group called, Fighting Gravity. I try to remember if they were Boy Oh Boy first and Fighting Gravity. And they were the headliner, but Two Skinny Jays just blew me away and I might as well have left at that point. So. Happens sometimes, right? You go to a wrestling show and the undercard's better than the main event. Yep, that can happen. So, anyway, that's a little story about why. I mean, I used 3 minute warning, but that's actually, they did sing the real theme song for 3 minute warning. It was probably more money than they made doing anything else was for that. So, good for them. So yeah, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. Hopefully you enjoyed the amazing interview that we had an opportunity to bring to you. Real quick, Patrick O'Dowd, of course, not here. Follow him at The Wrestling Realist. Oh no, not The Wrestling Realist. That's, I'm mixing handles now between you and Patrick.
It's
at Wrestling Realist. WrestlingRealist. Check out Bandwagon Nerds this week. Season 2, episode 7 of The Boys. Lots of trailers and so much more. Over 2 hours of Bandwagon Nerds this week, so definitely check. Yeah, I know. They don't listen.
That's okay. That makes me feel way better. I've cut it down a lot since then. But you know what?
Podcasting works.
They do talk about a lot going on TV and movies, so it's a lot of stuff. You definitely won't get bored.
No, you won't get bored unless you don't like that subject matter. But then why are you listening to begin with?
Then why are you listening? Exactly. We talked about this earlier, you guys.
We did. We really did. It's come full circle. We know what we're doing. And of course, Miranda Morales at the hashtag Miranda on Instagram and Facebook. Not on Twitter, because she is the Twitterless heroine. Miranda, what can people expect on the hashtag Miranda show this week?
Yeah, so we are going to be talking NXT TakeOver 31, the takeover that I think surprised a lot of people on how good it was. We're going to be talking and discussing our thoughts on it. And of course, the recent developments on Retribution. And the leader that came out of this past week, Monday Night Raw. We're going to be talking about that as well. That's all on this week's hashtag Miranda Show.
That's right. So go out there, check that out over at thechairshot.com. Visit thechairshot.com. Follow along at Chairshot Media. And of course, you can follow me at Chairshot Greg. Would love to have you over there. Definitely like to post lots of good stuff. Some wrestling related, some not. Who knows? Lots of good things, but do check that out. And yeah, that is going to do it for this week. So appreciate you listening. For Miranda Morales, my name is Greg DeMarco, reminding you two things. Number one, life is tough. Be tougher. And number two, always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.